Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of February 11th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. A big thank you to the physical therapy students from the University of Iowa Department of Physical Therapy and Rehabilitation Science and the nursing students from the University of Dubuque for volunteering during this past weekend's respite care session. Respite care weekends are generally twice a month. It's a time in which parents and guardians can bring their loved ones with special needs to Camp Courageous on Friday night, lead them off, campers have a wonderful time, and the parents or guardians come back on Sunday to pick them up. Here is Angie and Larry Innan talking about their son Isaac coming to Camp Courageous.
My name is Angie Innan. I am from Cedar Rapids. My husband Larry, Isaac Innan, is our camper. He is 21. He started coming to Camp Courageous when he was 7 and pretty much did that continuously every summer for a week until right before the pandemic. And then this is really his first winter.
First weekend retreat.
Retreat that he's done. I think he did one a long time ago.
Years.
In February. I belong to a HADSA group, which is Hawkeye Area Down Syndrome Association, and quite a few people had already gone to Camp Courageous, so I'd heard about it and about what age they started sending their child. And we had a family vacation we wanted to go on that really wouldn't work for Isaac, and we wanted to spend more time with our adult kids. So it really worked out for him to come here for a week and really enjoy all sorts of fun things while we were doing things that would not have been fun for him, like museums and more quiet things where he's very active.
So. I think she had far more hesitation than I did.
I was super nervous.
I think she got everybody's cell phone number she could get and touch base on a regular basis to make sure things were going well.
I was very nervous, but everything went great, especially because he has a special diet, and I thought, well, I'm not sure if that's all going to work out, and it worked out great. He had a great time.
So. Yeah, and initially, we were very hesitant to, like, leave, and would stay very close just in case something went awry. It never did. And then we felt more comfortable going farther and farther away for that week. It was interesting to see how far away people would come to Camp Courageous. We're local, basically, but people come from states all over. So it made us realize, too, how special it was that something like this was that close to Cedar Rapids, because there aren't many camps like it across the country, we came to learn. It's really nice to have something like this in our backyard.
I think I'd just say they've probably experienced anything that you could throw at them, and they can handle it as long as you give them the information and how you want your child to be handled. They can take care of it. So
I can't stand Aaron Rodgers, but to quote Aaron Rodgers, I'd say relax. Your child will be fine.
Yes.
You should thoroughly enjoy that week and not worry.
We've been to Washington, D.C. while he was here, and, you know, we're able to go that far away and know that he would be taken care of. We probably would have had friends have to watch him, or our daughter.
Siblings.
Watch him, which would be an awfully long, and then we'd feel a little guilty about staying and how long we should be there, and we should probably come back sooner, whereas we knew at camp he just had people who were specifically there to have him have a good time, and he'd be fine. They just have so many activities that he really enjoys. He loves going to the barn and seeing the animals. He loves bowling. He loves swimming. They always seem to do water sports in the summertime, and he loves water sports. So it's not just a place to park him. It's a place we know he's going to have a great time while we're having a great time, and that feels really good.
Thank you, Larry and Angie, for your kind words. I'm sure they're reassuring for parents that are thinking about bringing their loved ones to Camp Courageous. Our travel campers headed down to Circuit 21 on Wednesday had a great time with the play We Will Rock You. Other travel campers are taking off this coming Wednesday for San Francisco from February 13th through the 17th, visiting Napa Valley, Alcatraz, the Golden Gate Bridge, and a lot more. They'll have a wonderful time, so we wish them the best. On Valentine's Day, Tuesday, February 14th, at Durgan Pavilion here at Camp Courageous, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, campers are invited to come out for music, dancing, bowling, arcade games, and a lot more. If you could RSVP back to Camp Courageous to let you know that you're coming, that would be super. There'll be snacks and beverages provided. Also, just in time for the perfect Valentine's gift, a big thank you to Eloise Dennis, who donated her 2013 Fiat 500 with less than 3,000 miles on it. We're selling raffle tickets for that. They're only $25. It's a bright red car, the perfect Valentine gift. Also, the Manchester Garage Sale continues to go year-round. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Run 100% by volunteers. A big thank you to those folks. We also have a little sale going on here at camp. It's in the main lodge, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and on Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and on the first Saturday of each month from 9 to noon. Memorials this past week where individuals, families have asked that their memorials go to Camp Courageous include Bob Smercia. And Bob was from Dubuque. He was 87 years old. A dear friend of Camp Courageous, him and his wife Bobby constantly came down to camp breakfasts, special events. They lived on Avalon Street up there in Dubuque. And Harriet Starr and so many other good friends of the camp, Bob took good care of them. Our sympathy goes out to Bobby and her whole family. Carol Oldenburg was 84 from Harlan, very active with Camp Courageous through the petroleum markers and convenience stores of Iowa through her husband Dean's Texaco station there in Harlan. Also a great member of the VFW Auxiliary and was here at camp constantly throughout the year with her donations. Our sympathy goes out to her sister Marilyn, family, and friends. Our need of the week is fire extinguishers. These are the aerosol spray type fire extinguishers. We take them along on cookouts. They're about $13 a piece, and you can find them on Amazon wish list. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come, and the very best for 2023. Stay healthy and make it a New Year's resolution to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.